This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Welcome to season two of Sound Deals.
Oh my God, it's so great to be here. We, of course, are Max and Ivan.
Hello.
Your hosts.
Yes, indeed. And we are back. It is all change for season two of Sound Deals. It is wonderful to be back. And we are back in a brand new warehouse.
Thank the Lord.
It's a different warehouse. The first warehouse, it was shut down.
It was. I mean, it was shut down before we even moved into it. Yes. We found out later on.
Later on, it became apparent that...
It was condemned.
It was highly condemned and, in fact, shouldn't have been operating as a warehouse at all.
But we're in a brand new space.
Yes. The people behind Sound Deals... which Ivan revealed a little bit about in season one.
Yes, the masked man who, of course, fed me weekly, I think, yes.
through a hatch. And weekly being the operative word because Ivan was looking pretty weak by the end of that.
I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling great.
He's feeling strong. He's been out in the wild. But now we're back. We have the warehouse. Ivan is once again contractually tied to living in it. It's a different undisclosed location.
But it's a lovely space.
It's a lovely space.
It's got four walls. It's got a roof. And that's a lot more than the last one had.
Absolutely. It's a real step up. And personally speaking, it's a step up in terms of commuting time because I'm no sap. I didn't sign the same contract as Ivan. I'm not living in the warehouse. However, I do have a lovely mobile home, which I was able to acquire with some of the leftover funds. The tour of my show is still very much a work in progress, and the producer and I are still going back and forth, and he emails me, you know, constantly. Sometimes, cool. there are details to be firmed up. He might need a little bit more.
So it's all still go.
It is all still very much. Going, I think, is the showbiz term.
And just very quickly, Max, you're talking about this mobile home, which I can't wait to see. All I can see outside is your old car.
Right, yes. Well, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with Doctor Who and the concept of the TARDIS, which is
right.
A small, to the...
telephone box.
It appears to be a telephone box, but when you...
Oh, no, sorry, it's a police box.
It's a police box, yes.
Looks like a telephone box.
Indeed. And when you go inside...
It's massive.
So appearances can be deceiving because I imagine when you look outside, what you think you see is an F-Reg Toyota Yaris. It gets me from A to B.
F-Reg. Now, no, correct me if I'm wrong. Obviously, registration, they're normally numbers, but I think F goes way back before they initiated the number.
Before they got to numbers, routine. they had a letter system. You know me. I enjoy the finer things in life.
1988.
Yes, it's a vintage car. It's a vintage car. It's a vintage mobile home. And as a result, it has lots of period features, which...
Well, they don't make them like they used to.
They don't make them at all, nor do they supply any of the replacement parts that you might need if the, heater or radio, for example, might have gone a little bit skew-iff. Because it is, in theory, and this is apropos of nothing, just a little bit of information, it's possible to run a small microwave from a car's cigarette lighter.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's not always easy, but it can be done.
And is that a product that we sell on Sound Deals?
Do you know what? It might well be. And that leads us very swiftly away from that whole topic, and towards the reason you've tuned in, which is of course the world's most extraordinary deals. And since season one dropped, we've had incredible feedback from people around the world. And lots of you, the listener, have had incredible deals of your own products which have not yet been brought to light, which have been unaccountably overlooked by some of the more traditional mainstream retailers. But you sensed, quite rightly, that we would be willing to sell those products on your behalf.
That is correct. You have been emailing in your... Well, I mean, it's. I was going to say tens. 10 people have emailed in.
Which is perfect.
Which is great.
That tends to be the length of...
Yeah, we've got a series worth of products.
Absolutely.
You've emailed sounddeals@maxandivan.com. Thank you for emailing. And the Sound Deals team have indeed gone and found those products that you've suggested we sell. And they're amazing products, and we can't thank you enough for finding them and for giving them to the Sound Deals team and therefore giving them to us to test out and to sell to you on Sound Deals, the podcast shopping network.
Yes. So for those of you new to the show, that's what you're listening to. Every week, Ivan and I will sell an array of extraordinary products. And not only that, we'll introduce a brand ambassador who will have a product of their own, and we will shed the spotlight on that and discuss that with a special guest each week.
Now, we're very excited that our very first product of this series is one brought to us by a listener. And that listener is... Glenn Rauk, NYC. Now, I presume NYC is an acronym standing for Nice Young Christian. So thank you, Nice Young Christian, Glenn Rauk.
I don't know why you think that, Ivan. It's clearly a man who lives in New York City.
Sure. Who is a nice young Christian in New York.
It's possible. Well, yeah, let's not discount the fact that
Well, thank you, Glenn, for sending us this product.
Whistle Butter.
We absolutely loved Whistle Butter, and thank you, Glenn Rauk, for bringing that to our attention.
The Whistle Butter was... I mean, it was delicious.
First things first, let's get that. Let's be very clear.
And it was loud.
Yeah, absolutely. Butter has been silent for too long.
Ugh, please.
And, you know, if a food is worth... You know, some food is worth making a song and dance about, but not enough food actually makes a song itself as it's consumed. But Whistle Butter absolutely does. It emits a...
Well, now when you say it emits,
yes.
we do contractually have to be very clear about how the Whistle Butter works.
Sure.
Now, I don't know if... you listeners out there know what a swazzle is. The Punch and Judy puppeteers have a little bit of card which they shove to the back of the throat, and it makes your voice have this very high pitched, kind of very very harsh,
yes,
nasal sound.
That's all right to do it. That kind of,
yeah,
that,
but a lot louder.
Yes, indeed. Well, I mean, I was going swazzle free.
Yeah,
there.
You know, and well done for making that noise swazzle free.
Thank you.
Now, with the Whistle Butter, it is butter that you digest, but it's very, very strong, and it sticks to the back of the throat. And so for a solid 12 hours after you've eaten it, and I say, you know, eat in inverted commas, because you can't properly eat it because it will stick to your throat.
Yes, it just sort of goes into the mouth,
yeah,
and sort of rests there. In a sense.
And whilst it rests there, it does. It's incredible because, you know, who doesn't love inhaling a helium balloon and, yep, then speaking for a few seconds after.
Absolutely.
In a funny voice?
Yes.
Well, you eat some Whistle Butter.
Yes.
And for the next 12 hours...
You just, what, emit a very high-pitched whistle?
Yeah. That's exactly it. And it's a very loud...
It's constant.
Oh, it is constant, because all you need to do to make that whistle is breathe.
Absolutely. So you've got a choice, really. It's a simple choice. It is emit an ear-splitting, high-pitched, constant whistle sound, or you can simply stop breathing, and every time you don't breathe, you get a little bit of respite.
And so what's great is, you know, being able to... Well, you know, hear when other people are eating the same thing as you. And what's more communal than that? You know, you're walking down the street and, you know, you're just breathing a very loud, high-pitched whistle. And that shows to the others that, you're part of the whistle butter club.
Absolutely. I mean, as it stands, if you were walking down the street eating butter, no one else would know about it. But now...
Or if you've eaten butter in the previous 12 hours.
12 hours. Again, you wouldn't be able to tell. There'd be no way of connecting with like-minded people. And can we just talk for a minute about mindfulness? Mindful eating, being aware of what you put in your mouth. In today's society, things come and go. You'll eat without thinking about it. I can assure you that when Ivan... because once again, we should be clear that Ivan's rolling contract means he must test every one of the products that comes into the Sound Deals warehouse.
Every product that we sell, I test for 30 days.
And for that 30 days, goodness me, was there a moment when you were eating the whistle butter that you weren't aware of it?
No. Well, first of all, when I was eating the whistle butter, I just want to reiterate how delicious that butter is.
Yes.
It's slightly salted.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting about this butter is that it doesn't have the consistency of...
Of butter. No. Butter. No, not at all. Because
you call it buttery.
Yes. Yeah, you might call it butter. It's interesting that the people behind it did learn that there are no kind of legal ramifications to just calling your product butter.
No, it's more like a gritty chewing gum.
Yes, because as with chewing gum, it cannot be digested or swallowed. And the grittiness, as I understand it, really does help it just adhere to the back of your throat.
Yeah, the grittiness kind of it just lies on the larynx.
Well, it's almost a sort of, it's like if you can imagine the soothing sensation of 1,000 micro spikes just latching to the back of your throat, and you know you can be calm and comfortable in the knowledge that you've got 12 hours of whistling fun ahead of you once the whistle butter has kind of latched on.
Now, obviously, the last time I ingested the whistle butter was 13 hours ago, so that I could speak to you all and let you know how great this product is. But if you'd like, I could try some more and just show you how lovely this butter is. I think I can just about recreate the sound, probably not as high or as loud.
Yes.
But I'll just give you an idea.
Perfect.
Of what the whistle butter sound is like.
Yes, please do. Yeah, and what you heard there was basically kind of what you're dealing with the whistle butter. To the uninitiated, a little bit like a shriek, a little bit like the sort of the mythical cry of the mandrake, that's the man-shaped root plucked from the earth that screams. And there were, as you heard, lovely relaxing gaps between the sound, which is when one either breathes out or stops breathing.
Yeah. You say that. It really is the stopping of the breathing, because the amazing thing about the whistle butter is that it makes your throat make a noise both when you're exhaling and inhaling. It's like a harmonica in that sense.
Absolutely. It's two-way. And that is patent-pending technology from the good folks.
So you do have to just literally stop breathing to make the noise halt.
Yes, it's a sort of conscious stopping of the breath.
Yeah. Even if you're just breathing through the nose...
Well, that makes it louder, doesn't it?
Somehow it does, which is just incredible.
Almost counterintuitive, but it did. It really increased in both volume and to a certain level pitch.
Now, the whistle butter is being sold in 5 kilo lumps, and you just kind of chew at it. You just chew a bit off, and then you eat that. And
again, eat is an interesting word because at the end, you just sort of take it back out.
Yes, it kind of solidifies, and then you're able to just hack it out.
Your body essentially expels it at the end, I'm not clear whether you're able.
They do say that expelled whistle butter is not reusable, so you shouldn't re-chew that because it's actually very harmful.
Yes, as tempted as you might be, but that is why it comes in handy, as Evans says, 5 kilo lumps.
Yes.
So that's whistle butter. Is it suitable for the lactose intolerant?
Well, you know what? Their motto is survival of the fittest.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's an extraordinary thing to mention towards the end of the...
So that's all they say. I don't know.
Do we know anything more?
Unfortunately, I don't know the answer to that question.
It is incredibly minimalist packaging, I should have said. I hadn't noticed. I hadn't looked quite so intently at it. But yes, actually, now I look at the side of the drum, the black featureless drum that it comes in. There is, in small white writing, simply the word survival of the fittest.
So I guess for them, you know, the whistle butter is a defense mechanism, or, you know, the best defense is offense. And when I was, you know, eating this for 30 days, nobody wanted to get near me.
No.
So, you know, and potentially...
And occasionally you did have to defend yourself because people reacted, strongly to the shrieking sound.
And there were a few animals that were attracted to the noise.
Yes. Yes. I don't know quite how... we're in an undisclosed location in the UK.
We can't talk about it.
But a baboon did find its way to you, and it happens that the frequency and the kind of resonance of the shrieking sound was the baboon clearly found it quite appealing.
Yeah, look, the lucky thing for me was that the baboon was, I mean, it was the opposite of enraged. And I'm just going to leave it there. But the baboon was very happy to find me eventually.
Yes.
And so for those who want to, you know, join a club, feel like they're part of a movement, for those who want to see if they are one of those who can survive the whistle butter, and for those who are interested in baboons, then this product is for you.
Spoonola was possibly the biggest sensation to have come through the Sound Deals warehouse since we started working here.
Yeah, amazing.
It's caused a real stir. Pun intended, because Spoonola will redefine the way you stir things.
Yeah. Now, we all know how a tombola works.
Yes, and we all know how a spoon works.
But never have we thought about combining the two.
Because we are not the intrepid geniuses behind Spoonola, which combines proprietary spoon technology with the latest advances in tombolas.
Now, obviously, tombolas are, they're a round drum. You put whatever in it, names, numbers, anything, you close the little lid, then you give it a turn on the side.
Absolutely.
That means everything inside has moved around.
Yeah.
Then you open the hatch and then you pull out whatever it is that you're getting.
Whilst a spoon is, of course, a small handheld stick with a concave dish on the end of it, which you might pop into a soup, you might use it for ice cream. There's really no limit to the kind of things you might do with a spoon. So that kind of covers our bases for the uninitiated.
Now, how have these amazing people managed to combine the two? Well, think about a normal sized tombola. Now make it spoon sized. Okay.
Absolutely. I'm there. I'm with you, Evan. It's little.
It is very small. But what is so great about it is that it fits in your mouth.
Yes, it's very much a tombola in your mouth. That's the slogan. Spoonola, the tombola in your mouth. And basically... what it is, it adds a bit of spice, a bit of pep, a bit of mystery to mealtime. You pop in your various ingredients, your various dishes, They go into the spoonola.
Now, before you do that, sorry, I just want to reiterate, obviously the spoonola is very small. It does fit in your mouth.
Yes.
It does come with an attachment, with a kind of a hose, which goes into a larger tombola.
Yes, absolutely.
And it has, so before the hose, it has, it has a mincer. So what you do is you put your food
in the mincer,
in the large tombola.
Yes.
Then it compartmentalizes everything. Then it minces
each constituent
ingredient that goes in. Then it goes into to small pellets, which then shoot into the spoonola, and then you put the spoonola in your mouth.
Yes.
And then you press a button on the tombola, which releases the door on the spoonola.
Now
releasing one of the pellets
of
which after a lot of chewing and saliva, because when it's turned into a pellet,
it's densely compacted, and there is a kind of thick gelatinous outer
layer.
The
flavour is intense.
Yes, indeed. Now, critics of the spoonola have described it as utterly incomprehensible, but they are ignoring the simple elegance of the product. To be very clear, it is not spoon-shaped in the slightest. It is spoon-like in that it goes into your mouth.
Yes.
But, as we have explained, we are dealing with a spoon-sized tombola, which is attached...
Well, it sits on a spoon.
It sits on a spoon, but you have to provide your own spoon.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, you do. But they will provide cable ties to attach the spoonola.
Yes. So
to your spoon.
Yes. So you get the relaxing experience of putting a spoon covered in cable ties into your mouth. And at that point, the micro tombola will do its thing. It is attached via a hose to a large tombola, which itself doesn't function as a tombola because it simply contains actually quite extraordinary technology, because it breaks down any meal to its constituent ingredients, minces each item, shrinks it down to pellet size, and then fires those down the hose, and then releases one at a time each pellet into your mouth.
That's totally right. But it is shaped like a tombola. It looks like a tombola. Obviously, it isn't one. And the technology is incredible inside the large tombola-esque thing. Yes.
Now, Ivan, what meals did you, over the course... I mean, obviously, Ivan, you only ate via the spoonola.
Yes. For 30 solid days, I only ate via the spoonola. And solid is an interesting use of the word, because it not only makes your meals into pills, it makes all your drinks into pills as well.
Yes.
Which was an interesting experience for me, because for 30 days I did not urinate.
Of course, because it's very difficult to consume the requisite amount of liquid via the spoonola. As I understand it, quite a lot of liquid is kind of evaporates over the course of the mincing and then the pellet making process. There's quite a lot of heat involved.
A lot.
Yes. Yeah. So, for example, you know, a pint of water might reduce down to
just three pellets.
Three pellets.
And it's a very interesting taste. A pellet of water.
Yeah, what is it? How would you describe it?
Well, it's got a gritty, beetrooty taste.
Mm.
It's slightly metallic.
Mm.
Possibly that's because the spoonola is metal.
Of course. And you're sort of biting down hard on the spoon.
Yeah.
To keep the tombola sort of rigid in your mouth.
That's correct.
Yes.
And then I guess the thing is, because the pellets are so compact, you can't really chew them. You just have to like swirl them around your mouth.
And let them gradually sort of open up.
Yeah.
Let the hard outer layer sort of gradually melt away.
To nothing.
To nothing.
Yeah. And then you have consumed
it
that
is
pellet.
Just all hard outer.
Yeah.
Outer layer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, the you never really unlock the minced texture.
No. I ate a Sunday roast.
Incredible.
And the Yorkshire pudding. It had this kind of earthy, gritty taste, bit beetrooty.
Right.
But had a kind of a metallic aftertaste.
Yes. And how would you describe the roast beef?
The beef. Oh, is that what I ate? The beef.
Yeah.
Well, it had this kind of gritty, earthy, beetrooty taste with a kind of a metallic after finish.
And the extraordinary thing is that sort of, as Ivan's identified, that kind of commonality of taste is really quite something, because you can really get lost in this flavor and that flavor. Ultimately food is about fueling yourself, but fueling yourself quite judiciously.
Yeah.
So that flavor, that trademark spoonola flavor.
Oh, wow.
It's really it's quite something, because they bring that to every meal that you might have.
They really do. And we talk about umami as a taste. Well, spoonola is completely new, and it's something you've never tasted before.
Are you saying that spoonola is the name of the taste?
The taste is spoonola. They have patented the taste and the technology.
Okay, fabulous. So umami is, a kind of savory, unctuous, deep, rich, mushroomy sort of flavor. Forget about it.
Yeah, it's all about spoonola.
Yesterday's news, mate. Spoonola.
Kind of earthy, beetrooty,
gritty.
And it's got a metallic finish.
It's the perfect balance, the yin of the beetroot to the yang of metal.
Yeah, I would say kind of a... I've never really properly tasted rust, but that's what it felt like. Oxidized metal.
So that's the spoonola experience. It is there are a number of groups who it is not recommended for.
Pregnant women, obviously.
Absolutely.
Breastfeeding.
Yeah.
As well.
Indeed.
Children.
Yeah.
Anyone with fillings?
Yes, fillings, very much not recommended.
I obviously had some fillings. I had to just have my teeth taken out so that I could use the spoonola.
You had your teeth taken out?
Well, contractually, I have to try everything.
Of course.
I had four fillings, metal fillings.
So did you have four teeth taken out?
So for those 30 days, yes, I did have four teeth taken out.
Okay.
Just waiting. I've signed up my local dentist to, get those gaps sorted out.
Right. Wait, who took out the teeth?
Just one of the Sound Deals guys.
Really?
Yeah. It was a case of... it was a case of a bottle of whiskey and a pair of pliers.
Right. And did you drink the whiskey from the bottle, or
I was just knocked out with the bottle.
Right.
Then I woke up half an hour later without any fillings.
Incredible.
Yeah.
The spoonola
could be yours today.
Brand Ambassador.
It's time for Brand Ambassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's flogging something cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a historic day in the Sound Deals Warehouse, for we are joined by a brand ambassador unlike any other we have ever been honoured to meet. She is a titan of business, she is a dragon, and today in a historic world first, she is bringing one of her own products to the Sound Deals Warehouse to be sold on this world's first podcast shopping channel. Deborah Meaden, welcome to the warehouse.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and allowing me to present my product.
An absolute pleasure, and it is an extraordinary product. We've been delighted with it. Ivan, of course, as he's contractually obliged to, has been testing out this product intensively for 30 days.
30 days guarantee. You don't have to sell it to us. We're completely sold on it.
We're huge fans.
But obviously, if we could let the Sound Deals listeners know what it is, how it works, and why they should have it, I'm sure you'll do that superbly. But that product, of course, that we are so excited to be selling is
the logo. It's an amazing, you know, it completely transformed my life, and I'm just really keen that people go out there and buy it so it can transform their lives too. So what the logo does, and particularly important now when the weather's getting really, really cold, you can probably imagine what it does. It's made up of two words, log and go. So what it is it's this little piece of kit that you can take out into the woods with you when you go out on your walks, and you can unfold it. It's got everything in it that you need to cut up some wood, pick it up, roll it up, carry it home, put it by your fireside, and put it into your fire or into your hearth. Or it might just be that you want to make some decorative logs. It's coming up to Christmas. There's lots of reasons to have wonderful decorations. So again, you can go out on your walks and cut off whatever little bits of wood that you need, roll it up, and take it home. I mean, you know, I honestly don't know how I lived without it.
Is a fantastic bit of kit. Does it look like a saw in a blanket? Yes, but it's more than that, because you take it out, you unwrap it, you cut down your tree, you turn it into logs, then you can pop those logs in the blanket like device, and the saw like device, the logo, can be used for, well, it's very specific. It can only be used on logs. I did try to use it on some other things. Would not work on that. It's specific to wood.
Well, yes, but I do think we have to add a warning. It's probably not for chopping entire trees down. I don't want people going out and destroying forests, you know. It's those odd bit of woods, and the bit of wood that's lying on the ground, and the little branches that you can cut off as well. And, you know, how many times have we all been out there and thought, I would love to take that branch home with me, and having no way of doing it. And the logo has solved all of that. It's absolutely brilliant.
It is bringing log collecting, kicking and screaming into the modern age. And may I be the first to say thank goodness for the logo. It is absolutely extraordinary. And it is a specialism. As you say, it's designed, it's not for trees even. It is designed specifically for logs. That focuses the mind. I know, Ivan, you tried to utilize the device on a non-log related product, and that didn't go particularly well for you.
No, it didn't. It was the fence outside the warehouse where I'm currently locked in. I was just trying to trying to get out, actually, and I just couldn't. But that was it. Made me realise what is and what isn't a log. And ultimately, I found some great logs, and I chopped them down. And can I have a fire inside the warehouse? Well, who's stopping me?
Well, and of course, you can decorate the warehouse. I mean, you know, if you look at the warehouse, it probably could do with a bit of softening around the edges. So if you've got these lovely twigs and branches and cut them up. But actually, you just give me a really good idea, because I think we should probably look at fences. You know, there could, what's stopping us being, you know, there's a log go now. I'm sure there'll be a full range fence go. I mean, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Because again, who doesn't collect fences when they're out on their walk?
It would be an incredible new venture for you. You did mention twigs and branches. Now, unfortunately, the logo doesn't work on those, but you can buy the add-on Twiggo and Brogo.
The Brogo.
Yes.
The Brogo, yes, the Brogo. The Brogo is a fantastic attachment. Yes, it's brilliant.
Absolutely. Well, Ivan, I know that after your failed attempt at escaping, well, not escaping, but, you know, breaking free from the warehouse temporarily, which would have, of course, been in breach of your contract.
Yes.
You instead resorted to, well, not resorted to, turned enthusiastically to log collecting, and then with the addition of the Brogo, a bit of branch collecting as well. And although Ivan hasn't got as far as, softening the slightly austere concrete corner of the warehouse in which he lives, I have spotted what looks to me like a little bit of a nest being built in the corner. Ivan, would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, well, you know, I was envious of how comfortable the birds in the fields around us looked. The warehouse is, as you said, Deborah, it's quite it's sparse, concrete and metal.
We're focusing on the products, really.
Yeah. So thanks to the Logo, I was able to bring in a number of logs, soften up my surroundings. I whittled a giant nest together. And upon that, I have been sleeping the past 30 days.
Well, I mean, it wasn't quite 30 because I think towards the end, a cuckoo came and was equally kind of...
Yes.
Intrigued by the nest that you had and
very territorial about it.
Yes. So towards the final few days, you were more out of the nest, but kind of building it on behalf of the cuckoo that was.
Yeah, I became a bird watcher and bird servant, I guess.
A bird butler.
Yeah, a bird butler. So did you find the whittling tool really helpful?
Yes, and I meant to talk about that. Thank you for including that. The Logo on its own, obviously, it is available, but there really are so many accessories that you can add to this. And I really would recommend the Sound Deals listeners buy as many of them as possible, because they're almost endless, actually, the accessories.
Absolutely, yeah. We know about the Brogo. There's the Whittle Go. I mean, the branding is absolutely formidable, Deborah, as we would expect. And you know, there's infinite potential. The Trogo, when we eventually tackle those trees, yes, the Fence Go, possibly abbreviated to Fogo. I mean, we could, this is not my product. I think you can tell the raw enthusiasm that's kind of bouncing off the pair of us, having witnessed Ivan, whittling his way to happiness over the last month or so.
Well, you see, this is what I see. As soon as somebody buys it, they find so many different uses for it. And we get so many requests for, maybe if we had one that could pick up dust or and the Dust Go. So I think the Go brand, I think is going to take over the world. This is just the start.
Absolutely. It's Logo, not Log Stop. That's the message we here in the warehouse want to bring to the world. Deborah, thank you so much for bringing the Logo to us. Please do remind our listeners how much the Logo and its subsequent attachments is on sale for.
Well, we've actually got a special bundle at the moment because obviously it's a launch product. So special bundle if you want the Logo, the Twigo, the Whittling Tool and the Brogo. That will come at £557.20.
Fantastic. And you really are saving quite a lot of money by buying that through Sound Deals, the world's first podcast shopping network. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us in the warehouse. We really appreciate it. If you happen to make a door go, then please do send it my way, because I really would love to just get out of here.
For a little bit.
Just for a bit.
Keep us informed.
I will do. Thank you very much for having me. I hope you all enjoy my product.
Thank you so much, Deborah. And that just about wraps it up for our first historic episode of Sound Deal Season 2.
It's been a pleasure spending my time with you, Max, and I'm sure I speak for the both of us when I say it's been a pleasure spending our time with you, Sound Deals listeners.
absolutely yes. I wasn't sure where you were going with that sentence. I couldn't endorse it until the very end, but it was actually quite benign.
Do you endorse?
I do endorse, yes. I do endorse that particular sentiment. It was a pleasure for both of us to spend time with you, the Sound Deals listener.
Was it a pleasure for you spending time with me, Max?
And next week, we'll have a whole host of new products and new guests. It's going to be a real treat for absolutely everyone out there who enjoys spending money and who doesn't.
Sure. Once I get paid, that is. It's a complicated system, this, isn't it?
Your contract?
How we get paid.
Well, I mean, sort of at the end of each month, it kind of comes in and...
Really?
What?
Just straight in.
You say straight in. What sort of path does your... If you don't mind me asking.
No, not at all. Well, obviously, I get food and lodgings here at the warehouse.
Okay, well, that's a step up from last season, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you technically had lodgings, but...
And I did have
food. And, of course, the man with the door.
Through the hatch.
Yes, yeah. Okay, great. No, sorry, yeah, I take that back, yeah. So that's still in.
And, you know, that stuff does cost a lot.
Right, so is that kind of...
I actually owe the Sound Deals team. They're keeping a tally.
But you're ultimately in debt to them with each... You're making a slight loss with each episode? Or
Potentially, but, you know, I mean, they do say that the more I sell, the better things go as well for me. So.
I mean, has that been enshrined in any kind of numerical way, or is it just a kind of broad, overriding kind of ethos to live your life by, that the more you sell, the better, just in general, the better things will go?
I think, that's what's above my bed. The more I sell...
Right.
The better things go.
Yeah, I spotted that. I didn't know whether you'd put that there yourself.
No, that was the Sound Deals team put that there for me. Inspire me.
Oh, lovely.
But then underneath it does say, or else.
Interesting. Yes, which does add a slight kind of...
A frisson of threat.
Which... I mean, I'm almost glad to hear you kind of gradually perhaps awakening to, because I feel as though maybe, I mean, listen, I think it will go well. It all will be well for you, for us, for the Sound Deals team, for the men behind the door,
Or else.
Or else.
Yeah.
Well, Ivan, I hope you have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Or else.
I'm just going to see what food gets thrown my way.
And that is quite a literal...
They do throw.
Yeah.
And how about you, Max? What are you up to now?
Oh, I'm just going to hang out with a couple of CDs back in the old ranch, the old... vehicular domicile.
Your F-Reg car has a CD player.
Well, it doesn't actually have a CD player, but I've got the basically the CD. I don't know if you recall CDs. They have the lyrics. They have the basically I've got quite a good memory for tunes and things. So it's really very much a case of just you've got the case. You get to drink in the artwork.
Yeah, of course.
And then also, you get to look at things like the publisher and the music label and things. So and
it's
you get
a, to look it's at a the small logo. Book in itself, isn't
it? Really, it really is. And I love to read almost as much as I love music. So I will be basically getting, well, I like to think of the best of both, really, because I'll be reading and listening to the music in my mind.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy that. And
how could I not?
And if you ever want to pop in before next week's sales session, then do, because I'll be here.
Okay, I'll see. I've got a few CDs to work through, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, thank you, listeners, once again. We'll see you next week. And
hold on a minute.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
That's quite a new sound.
No, that's, I think if they've started, if you recall a product, we just need to quickly rattle through. Sorry, this hasn't happened before.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. So these are product recalls.
Yes, we'll quickly run through those and then we'll be off.
Drill manuscript.
Yes. The drill manuscript was not to do with DIY. It was a blueprint for the very aggressive form of rap music, which is currently popular. Lots of people were surprised. I enjoyed it.
But I mean, it's kind of a manual that ultimately leads to a lot of killings.
Well, there is a problem within the drill community, but arguably, it's overinflated, and a lot of people are making a big fuss over nothing.
Anyway, apologies, and I'm not sure why it went out with the drill.
Yes, that was the real issue.
Lager stand.
It should have been a larger stand. Yes. Yeah, lots of beer enthusiasts were very disappointed at the massive stand that was sent to their houses.
Myth booster.
Yes. Unfortunately, this can only be used after you get the myth vaccine.
Yes. And unfortunately, it got quite confused with people who think that vaccines are themselves a myth.
Yeah.
Anti-vaxxers got involved. For a while, anti-vaxxers were demanding that they take the myth vaccine to prove that vaccines didn't work. Either way, the myth booster contains arsenic.
Ligamentos multi-pack.
Yes, Mentos, or similar to Mentos, obviously not actual Mentos.
Certainly not.
Only to be eaten when watching Spanish football La Liga. Yes, it is given in a multi-pack, but that multi-pack is one, and that's why people were complaining.
Yes. Also, this batch did contain arsenic as well, so apologies. There was a lot in the warehouse that week, and it just got about.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.